Let's roll.
He's a modern day boy. I got a crazy mind. The king size balls will stick to his spine. And at the Caesar's dead whippers, I waste quick of the reference of the summer of moon.
Situation.
Welcome back to So You Think You Got Problems with the Situation. We have a special guest here that came in, and it's a little bit of follow-up. We have the VAG consultant, and Marty, I don't know if you want to finish up your story about Home Depot, but maybe we should just get right into the next segment in terms of the follow-up from the previous episode that has yet to be aired.
I drink it all night to get to this point. We've had technical difficulties for 3 hours. Tony, BT, we're not underwater and we're not in a fucking air tunnel, so I guess that's good progress. How am I talking? Good? Hey, welcome. I'll start this off. Or no, did you start us off already?
Well, I kind of just reintroduced the fact that we came back. We have a special guest, a VAG consultant.
Okay, but are you going to stand? Are you going to stand there the whole night?
The two of you tonight are like.
I know. It's really not.
Do you need to just go in the other room and have it out? No, it was not on there.
Like, I don't know why. Yeah, I feel it too. I feel it too.
Is that sexual tension between the two of you? I can now. I can ask.
If we were having sex, I would definitely be the aggressor putting in.
I think the listeners, we all know that T-Ball Tony and I are your self-help group. So sometimes we have to confront you on things, right? And that doesn't feel good.
What do you confront me on?
Well, we'll get there. I mean, this is behind the mics, but we'll get there in terms of our break. And in fact, the break was like 7 days.
I don't know, but right now you're in a different dimension. Like you're
okay, so
it's not Dr. C, it's Dr. C for con. Hang on. I'm okay. Sorry.
Right. You don't want to talk about Home Depot. It looked like you wanted to just skip over that.
Talk about anything. What?
Home Depot. He said something about finishing.
No.
Okay. We're just going to go into the next.
We'll park Home Depot.
Okay.
So I've missed a little bit. I've been gone. We're all special. Yeah.
It's just weird having him stand next to you.
All right,
I'll sit down. He's not standing next to you.
Are you sitting or still standing? I can't tell.
I think he's sitting.
Sorry, you got a lower center.
Burt Reynolds, stop.
You got a lower center of gravity.
Okay.
That's why he's going to live forever, by the way.
All right, so where do you want to start then?
Well, speaking of living forever, it really pissed me off the last episode. He's talking about, like, you know, we were talking about how old people live, and, you know, he wants to live to a fucking 100. And I caught him talking the other night to somebody, like, someone came up and said, hey, your 50th is coming up, and Doc C's like, yeah, I'm just teeing off the 10th hole. And you know, I have a problem with that whole fucking philosophy of what he's talking about. I think it's bullshit.
Well, remember, too, I'm changing from calling it birthdays to anniversaries now.
True. And I get it. You got the Asian pipeline. I get it. So the probability is you're going to live forever. But the deal is this, though. Most of us aren't, and the average is much less than 100. I've told you 1,000 times. And, by the way, the first 9 is better than the back 9. And this is not negative. It's just normal fucking. Listen, you'd rather be 30 or 75.
Usually
it's really simple as that.
You're just warming up, and then you got the rhythm. You're in your swing.
Oh, I'm fucking in now. I'm in. I'm ready for a fight, actually.
So then the back 9's not always worse.
What? Oh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, too? Holy shit. You're gonna tell me that 75 will be better than 40, huh?
75, but I have no idea, but I don't think it's gonna be the
Here's
worst.
Here's your 75. You're going to fucking doctors all the time.
Yeah,
You're 75, so you're thinking about death more than I do. Even
my dad died at 75.
So that's my point. So my dad, okay,
wasn't Asian though.
Exactly my point again. Mm-hmm. These fuckers live forever. Me and you, we're in a different stratosphere. So when I hear him say something like, hey, teen off the back nine, I kind of believe him. But then I also say to myself, why? Why do you want to live to 100? What the fuck happens at 100?
I feel like you're deflecting the reality of what we're here for.
What'd I miss?
Do you have questions? She had some questions.
Oh, okay. I thought you had questions, by the way.
I have to kind of rethink through my questions. First of all,
Let me back up. First of all, thank you and welcome to So You Can Think
Outside the Association. It's great.
I think last time you were here was fantastic. I don't remember much. I was blasted like I am now.
Yeah.
But
so here, was Dr. C.
But the whole point of bringing you in is to have a different perspective because you carry something we don't. And so...
I don't actually carry it because it's inside me. That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I said, like drop down, pick it up. Okay, correct. So you're not carrying it, right?
Sorry.
Well, it's like a fucking weapon. If you think about, like, you know, Texas with the guns and shit, whatnot.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. Time to go. Okay.
So what did you take out of the first time you were here?
Oh, that's a dangerous question. Yeah.
Could be anything.
So Dr. C used to talk about how neurotic you were and how I needed to meet you and have some conversation with you.
After meeting me, do you think that's true?
Well, I mean, you have some tendencies towards extreme thoughts of things that aren't necessary.
Dumb it down for our listeners.
I think I just did.
Well, listeners get it. You don't.
Exactly. I was trying to put it on them.
My overall thought. So my overall thought was that you get in your own way.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the size of your ball sack. I'm not.
Well, that does get in the way.
Well, right, but just mentally you get in your own way.
Like, is that right?
Give me an example. Approaching women. Mm-hmm. You talk about your fear of approaching women and how you can't and sometimes won't.
Yeah. Well, uh-huh. I think the advice I've gotten from Doc C about approaching women, is, let's say in the gym or wherever I am outside.
Oh, boy.
Has not been, what's your thought on his evaluation, because sometimes you guys may not agree. So I would like to know your point on that.
Okay. So let's talk about the gym for a minute because I listened back through and I never joined a gym until I was 39.
I'm breathing heavy. Can you pick that up, PT?
Because of men like you, because I really thought, like, I don't want to go to the gym and have all these people watching me and right.
So hold on. You said men like me. You mean all men.
You record people at the gym.
That stays here. Go on.
It's in the podcast. I listened to it.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, and I'm one person.
You ever been outside? You see, like, a blue jay? You ever see something magnificent, a picture you want to take, right? You took it, right? You took that picture.
Oh, my God.
What's the difference? Help me out. And by the way, when you can't tell where their inseam starts and ends, they're wearing some clothing that's inappropriate. When did the vagina become the inseam?
What do you mean inappropriate? They're at the gym.
Yeah, you can go to the gym.
Yeah.
But why are you wearing...
You have to be comfortable, though.
It's no longer camel toe. We're talking about wearing inappropriate clothing, and I'm a guy. I'm trying to work out. I didn't ask you to come in and dress like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
We didn't ask you to look at us.
Yes, you did, based on how you dressed.
Now, don't point at me, because I...
No, but you're talking about...
There are some.
My photographic memory and my picture taking.
I was going to say, it's not a photographic memory. You take pictures and videos. That's
if I had a photograph, you...
Yeah, your life would be... Right? Your life... If you could have a photographic memory, then, geez, the gyms would...
The point is, you have to meet me halfway on this. If women... You said that you're kind of not insulted, but like freaks like me at the gym taking pictures are why you don't want to go to the gym or whatever you said. Mm-hmm. But isn't there a responsibility for the woman who's going to the gym to try to dress somewhat appropriate and not show her sex parts?
Why the hell is it always the woman's responsibility to not show her parts? We were given...
Think of what you just said to me.
Sounds like
we were given the parts...
Sounds like blaming the victim.
You just said...
We were given the parts. You like the parts. You want to see the parts.
There you have it then.
I don't go to the gym looking like that because I don't want just everybody seeing my parts.
But the women that do, okay?
So video them.
I am. We're going in circles here.
I guess we are. But now you've got me riled up about the sexist thing because it's fine. This is not about me.
Huh? By the way, we're not keeping score, but I think I won that round.
Transference?
Possibly.
I think I won that round.
Counter transference.
Fleet. for Marty.
Listen, I'm just saying that when I'm seeing what I'm seeing now, in fact, I don't think I've seen this ever, maybe because I'm older now, but they are showing, when I say showing their parts, they are showing their parts.
Yes. You're right. A lot of the clothing.
And guess what? It is distracting to me. I'm trying to work out, but I am a guy. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to have a talk with my penis every 15 minutes at the gym?
I guess join a men's gym.
What men's gym?
I don't know. Do they exist still?
Young Man Christians Club.
Okay, so listen, the whole point of this thing all was about Doc's advice about picking up women at the gym. What's your take on that?
I don't think I ever asked you or suggested that you pick up women.
You
it's
actually
an opportunity to engage women.
Yes, and I agree with that. I think that's a great place for you to try to approach them.
You
Gym. Because you're approaching women is like a, I don't know what word to put to this. Look, it stresses. Look at you. It stresses you out to think about approaching a woman.
Social skills building,
right?
The gym is a tough place to approach a woman.
Absolutely, but what isn't? Like, where is it easy to approach a woman?
Well, sometimes you don't know if the boyfriend's working out with the girl, which has happened.
That was my question. Where do you find it easy to approach a woman?
I never said, don't know if there's a place like that. But I think there's better places than others.
Well, okay, let me interject real quick.
Will you?
So even if it's not a better place, but, okay, we're using the A gym, right? We're using
A gym
as an example. Listen, we're using A gym as an example. And I think the reason why that's been more topical as an example of either where to meet, engage, whatever, women, is because you don't have a lot of other places in which you go to frequently on a regular basis, whether it's a workplace or any other place in the community. So if the gym happens to be really your only social outlet, then that's really your only opportunity right now to engage women.
Okay. So let's talk further about how that would look like.
Oh.
In general, whether it's at the gym or anywhere else, though.
Because a lot of the women who go to the gym are there for a purpose. They're there to work out, not get hit on.
Yes,
okay?
I would never talk to you at a gym. I'll tell you
right now. You just told me, but your guys are...
I know.
See,
I know.
What's going on here?
Contradicting
myself.
What's
going on here?
So, I know.
Don't
really
be offended. Listen.
So we need to come up
I want your opinion,
and
not his opinion.
I shouldn't have said I would never talk to you at a gym.
What? That's mean.
I should not have said I would never talk to you at a gym. If I'm at the gym...
You heard about that one shot in Lifetime I took, right? seriously, did you?
I did, yeah.
It was blind shot.
Blind shot, yep.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. Go
sure
on.
You do.
Oh, I do. Rock-a-bye, baby.
But that's just me. Like, I'm in the zone. I'm not going to talk to anybody.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter.
I'm trying to take Doc
C's advice. So maybe you're
advice.
Right. Maybe it's the worst place ever.
So we got to come up with other social
You know what Doc
you
said one time?
In.
He said, Do you want me and BT to show you how it's done? And I have that on record, and we can play it back if you don't believe me.
Yeah, but did they both agree to that, or just Doc?
I don't know. He says a lot of stuff.
He does say a lot of stuff. I'm sure he would do that for you.
What do you got in there?
Another question.
We're getting there, but can we? We're done with the gym.
So that's what I like. That was appalling to me. The video and take pictures, but I get it. And if they're willing,
I've stopped doing it.
If they're
the way.
Willing to show up that way, then maybe they're asking for it, right? But then maybe those are the ones you want to approach.
Well, first of all, some of them are half my age.
Well, clearly, as I showed you a picture a little while ago, you may not always know how old a person is just by looking.
No, these girls are definitely below 25.
Well, that's.
I mean. Okay. You know,
right.
What
are you really going to talk about, though?
Right.
They got that fresh car smell.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that. No.
Oh, what? I love new cars. All right.
Well,
whatever. Okay.
Okay.
So, moving on.
Mm-hmm. So, that was one of my takeaways.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that really you just need to find, you need to find a way to get out of your own way, right?
I don't know exactly what you're inferring.
Because it's hard for to approach women. Right.
Well, isn't it kind of hard for everybody in some regards?
I don't know. I'm not a man.
If I'm 6 feet tall, gorgeous, and built, no, it's not.
There are some men that are still, it's still hard.
Really? For like George Clooney, like Doc C said?
Here we go. Well, you know,
but some guys just are confident in who they are.
Yes.
Now, when you look at me, my legs are crossed right now. What do you think of that?
I don't care.
Is that a feminine look or?
It's not to me. Some people might tell you it is.
Well, little do you know, when I cross my legs, I'm fucking strangling my ball sack. It's almost like the blood's not going there right now.
Is that intentional?
It just happens. I can't. If I cross it, it's like, you know.
I didn't know if it was like a self defense mechanism. Like,
what do I do with my balls?
I don't have balls, so I'm.
No,
Dr. C.
And guys don't have balls like me either. So what do I do?
I don't know.
This is part of the
question. That's why I'm the vag consultant. That's one of your
questions. That was one of your questions.
No. Okay, so that was one thing. What else did you take out of the first time you were on the show?
But I really feel like that whole getting out of your way is everything. Everything. I do.
That's a really tough... Okay, well, that's a very general statement. Do you understand that?
But I mean, like, in terms of approaching women, in terms of your dates with women, when you actually get a date with a woman, okay, and getting out of your own way to understand that, if they don't see the value in you and they don't see potential with you and... Right? Like, that there's potentially something here. Okay. Then don't waste your time.
Ooh. All right, I didn't want to bring out the guns right now, but I'm going to.
And to Dr. V's point, to what we talked about, like, as people say, hey, you need a vacation, and this, that, and the third. And I said to you, wherever you go, you're taking you. And that's her point.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I interject, please?
You're allowed to speak.
I mean, it is kind of my show. So here's the deal. I don't think the dates I've been on, my behavior and persona is the reason why they went south. And we can go backtrack all my dates if you want. I rolled up there being sensible, confident, maybe a little buzzed. But there, let me tell you something now. There is no one set of standard to get a chick. Okay, I think it's a lot of time and circumstance. It has a lot to do with what's going on in their fucking brain at that point in time. Okay, so you know, let's not trash Marty here.
I'm not trashing.
No, Marty feels trashed.
Oh, Marty.
And here's the deal. Like, you know, on BT, you roll back if you're BT. Are you there? Yeah, I'd like him to roll back some of the episodes on like Duhas, if you will. Right? You know, did you hear the Duhas episode? What are you looking at? You're looking at your phone like Doc C does. What the fuck's happening here?
Because he just texted all of us. Go ahead.
Oh, he did? Hang on.
Okay,
I get it. All right, fuck it. We're done. All right, what else?
No, we're not done. Anyway, so for me, I'm not trashing you. What I'm saying is...
Oh, I know what I
mean. And part of this is my own journey of... Like, I did online dating, right?
Journey. I hate that word.
Oh, I'm a social worker.
Everyone thinks of life as a fucking journey. Where? To the grave?
Now I'm feeling
a journey to the grave.
Okay, listen. So, in my life experience...
no, forget it. I backed on that question.
It's another story. Another question. Go ahead.
I just actually... You know what I just did? And this is progress. I was going to say something very inappropriate.
Yeah.
And I actually backed away from it. That's progress. Yeah. Go on.
That's called a filter.
Yep.
You filtered out.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm going to fart it out. All right. So what do you have to say? I'm sorry. Go on.
I don't remember.
No, you do.
But you have to, like, it's a mutual, I mean.
Where's Doc C?
He's right here. Much like an interview. Mm-hmm. It's a mutual.
I'm nervous.
It's a mutual interaction. So you're showing up this date. First of all, you talk about the car you drive and all the stuff about being all these negative things before you even show up. Right?
To who? Who do I say that to?
I mean,
to?
I've listened to the show. That's what I'm talking about.
Actually,
you're projecting. You're just projecting out.
Doc C is the one who told me that I need to get a better car.
I know. My point...
I'm very confused between you two, because I'm starting to see that there's... What do you say?
I mean, we're different people.
Oh, and that's why you're here.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you truly think. Do you give a shit what car I roll up in?
I mean, I do. Do I give a shit? Yes. If it's all rotted out and like the window doesn't go up and I'm going to get rained on if it starts raining.
That's not what I got.
Okay. So those kinds of things, yes. Other than that, no.
Might have a couple plants growing in the back, but.
Or apple cores inside.
Right. No.
Okay.
But I'm unique in the sense that those things weren't what I was looking for, right? So it wasn't important to me. There are some people that's important. So Those aren't going to be your people, right? I'm so left out of something right now.
Well, he just BT just sent a shot of some guy taking a picture of a chick on it on the.
I mean, that's the other way to go.
Treadmill, whatever.
You could start your own YouTube channel.
Listen, no, I'm not here to try
about
to,
the guy at the gym.
I'm not here for. I'm not trying to go take pictures of chick. That doesn't satisfy me. Okay.
I feel like you.
I came from behind.
I feel like. Sometimes those are the best. I feel like sometimes maybe you need to spend some time out in public.
I gotta shift my legs. Go
with friends.
No, I don't like that way. Go.
Who can help you learn to approach people? Right. So
I approach people fine. They just don't receive me well.
So they're not your people.
Exactly. I almost like this planet is not for me because I'm running into a lot of fucking fuckos that aren't getting the idea here, man. And guess what?
What?
I, honest to God, at night, when I look into the mirror, when I'm brushing my teeth, I give myself a nod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm fucking the guy. Not the guy like
not
the best
that
guy.
You are actually fucking the guy.
I'm content with who I am.
Good.
Okay? What I'm dealing with is I was put into a board game where it's shit. It's a shit game. It's like Candyland. I don't want to be in this board game. I want to be in a different game altogether. It has nothing to do with me and how I approach women. Yeah, you're right. There's some insecurities. I don't really like to approach chicks who are hot at a fucking gym. God bless, you know, who does? Unless they're, again, I think if you're really good looking and confident, that's a different story. And by the way, good looking and confidence comes together. I don't give a shit what anyone says. They come hand in hand. Hand in hand. Because once you are tall, good looking, and pulling chicks, then you start to realize, oh, wait a minute, I have something that they want. That's the difference between that and the average Joe, like Marty.
We can agree to disagree on that. It's okay.
What?
I don't think confidence, I don't think they go hand in hand.
Okay, let's say I'm 300 pounds, but I'm
confident. I know, I know.
I'm confident as fuck, but I'm 300 pounds. Okay. Does that change?
What else did I take away? I'm trying to think back through what else.
Nice move, by the way. Say how you moved on.
Took away from the last time I was here. Or you can have a question.
Where's Doxy?
He's right here.
You have a question.
No, I want... Okay, she's had enough. Okay.
No, you asked for him.
Yeah, well, I miss him.
You miss him.
Doc, please say something. Doc.
What's the question?
We're not ready for questions. Okay, fine. Fuck, here's the question.
We are. I think we're... Yeah. I guess
so. In preparation, I didn't have a lot of time to put down any
That's
questions.
That's fine.
I do value your opinion.
We can tell.
And when I say you... I'm talking about women in general. I'm not talking about personally.
Oh, that's terrifying. Okay.
If I double rap, would you be offended?
No. I would not be offended.
So you wouldn't question, hey, you have a condom, Mom. I get it. Why are you putting two?
No, I would not because I'm super fertile. Again, this is just me, right?
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Right, you're asking me. I would be like, that's super responsible of you.
Women in general. These are not your questions. These are women in general questions.
To me, it doesn't matter. Like, if you have one or you have two, they're garbage and they're awful.
If I'm having, regardless. If I meet a girl out tonight and we're ready to have sex and I strap a raincoat on.
Yeah.
But then I strap another raincoat on. Do you think she might ask why?
Oh, she might.
Do you think she'll be offended like, hey, do you think I'm fucking disease ridden? Why are you putting two on?
No.
Doc?
Because you, I mean, she might be, which you're saying she might. Yeah,
you
she might
to,
be.
You just want to be extra, extra secure.
That's what I would have. I mean, I would be thankful that you're being responsible, realizing that.
It's not an indictment to you. It could be the fact that you're just responsible and thoughtful for her.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And my other thing is talk about it first, or as it's happening. So don't let her, like, see it and freak out. Just say, this is what I do.
Hey, do you mind if I double rap?
No, don't ask her. You're going to do it anyhow, right? You don't need her fucking permission.
Okay.
That's my opinion. I don't know. I mean, you just say, like, this is how I'm comfortable. This is what I do.
Okay.
I'm going to double rap. I do it for both of us. I think it's smart.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that. I was just asking. because
you don't want to double rap, or you don't want to have the conversation?
You got the consultant.
Double rap, because, okay. I mean...
It's awful for you if you're double rap, right?
I've never double rapped.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that would be
number
good
two question coming
yeah,
up here.
Number two.
Paper or plastic?
This one's really been bothering me a lot, especially the gym, when I see women working out.
Okay.
hold on a second here. BT just shot something here.
You're making editing even more challenging.
So, I was wondering, does it separate when you squat?
Separate when you squat. I think that also depends on the woman, right? Because...
Labia?
Right. It depends, because there are different sizes and shapes and different stretchabilities.
Okay.
Right?
Well, from the shorts that they wear at the gym, there's no possible way anything moves at all.
It moves.
They got it packed. It's packed.
Interesting. Well, maybe they're just young. Wait, you're only looking at young ones.
I don't know. It's just that the labias are tucked in.
Right.
Nothing splitting.
So do you know, I didn't know this until like the last couple of years. Do you know how many different variations of them there are?
Of what?
The labia. Like, if you look at the...
Butterfly. Just like variations of penis.
Yes.
Butterfly wing.
The shapes, the size, the stretch. Yes. So, if you're looking at, like, a young girl who's not had children and not had a lot of activity down there.
My last girlfriend, I thought I was at a pink taffy factory.
Pink taffy.
Okay, number three question coming up. Feminine itch, what happens?
Ugh, what do you mean what happens? Where does it come from, or how do you handle it?
How do you handle it? But before you answer that question, I want to talk about how men handle it.
Well, you can't, because you're asking about a feminine itch. It's very different than a masculine.
No, but I want to tell you how men handle men's itches.
Oh, I know. They just itch it.
No?
Yep.
No, not quite. How do they itch it?
Go ahead. I don't know. I'm not
right. Right. Well, a couple of things. You can pay. You know, it could be a 8-ball in the corner pocket, right? Mm-hmm. We can do that. Or I've also seen, and I'm not going to mention any names over, but I've also seen when it's, you know, hot near the ovens and whatnot, I've seen actually this guy go into a kind of a frog stance, if you will.
Okay.
And it's really obvious that he's trying to separate thigh from scrotum.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah,
but see, that's
it.
Different because again, ours is internal and yours is external.
That's why
so
I'm
it's not
you.
From the sticking to the thigh. Is that
it's fucking
that,
hot?
But that's not what makes the itch.
Egg white
can be.
We'll talk about egg white in a second. So okay. I want to talk to you about the feminine itch.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the deal. I was at a grocery store. I think it was on one of our episodes, and I saw a girl. Adjust her underwear. It was just me and her in the aisle.
In the front or the back?
Back.
Okay. Back. And you enjoyed that? Fuck. So adjust it meaning she had a wedgie.
Did I fucking enjoy it?
Meaning she had a wedgie and she had to pull out of her ass?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. That wasn't repulsive to you.
What? No fucking way. Why?
Oh,
how could it be repulsive?
Because
she just was, her hands were where I want to be. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So.
But what about the itch part? What do you do?
I'll go back to the itch. I can feel like,
you
I feel
rub
like
your legs like a cricket, or what do you do?
No, because it's not your legs that itch.
It's internal.
It's like it's
no, right. But what do you do when
you
it happens?
Itch it. You have to itch it.
How? In public, how do you do this?
I very discreetly.
Do you do the pocket thing like men do?
No pocket thing, because my
pockets,
women's pockets aren't big enough.
Then like, how are you going to do
if
it?
If I try to do it with my pocket, first of all, I can't get my hand in my pocket fast enough, right?
Do you squat?
You can just move around, right?
I'm asking you. I don't know.
So
you
can just move around. Or if no one's, like, if you're in public and no one's, like, watching you, then you can just put your hand on there quickly and. Like,
well, do what, though? You have to finger yourself?
No, you just very quickly itch it and rub it fast and then move along. You don't stay down there like
scratch
you guys do.
Okay, number four, come on.
I'm not putting it down. They don't put it down their pants. There's not a scratch and sniff about it.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure some do.
I think
a girl might not only, it's time to itch, but also see what's the temperature and whatnot, ambiance down there. All right, here we go. Number four. Competing with vibrator.
Oh, well. I don't think there's any competition.
No. See, that's it right there. The attitude and everything, what you just said. That's what bothers me the most.
But you don't think...
That's what bothers me the most.
Can you give me a second?
No.
Because I think you're thinking I'm taking a different angle on this.
Go ahead.
Okay. I actually sell sex toys.
I forgot about that.
I would throw them all in the garbage.
Yeah. If a man could perform as well.
I have not used one in over a year.
Why?
Because I have a man that performs way better than any battery-operated toy.
Oh, so man can beat vibrator.
They are supposed to beat vibrator, yes.
A man can beat a vibrator. Is what
absolutely.
You're saying to me?
Ocean of the ocean.
Well, that's interesting because in my experience from my past, you know, I'm 0 for 100.
So here's the thing. Remember, I mentioned that book earlier that I have not finished, so I got to finish it because now I'm
Brass
super
Knuckle?
Interested. There's a book. And so people are wired differently. Typically.
Tiptoe through her tulips.
I'm clearly outnumbered.
Go on.
Okay.
I want to hear about this. What's it called? Come first?
Come as you are.
Okay. Same.
Mm-hmm. I should probably give credit to the person that wrote it, right?
What's the book about?
It's about sex. So if you see it, hold on. I'm gonna give credit because I feel like this is unfair if I'm talking about it. And then there's what?
Where's Doxy? I feel
he's
nervous.
He's right here.
Doc, can I hear your voice?
Oh my god.
I need him.
Deftones.
I feel like I'm on my own here. You know.
What? Doc? We got our special guest.
I just want to make sure you're here.
First.
Okay. He's still here. All right, come as you are.
Mooshcock, Mooshno.
And it's Dr. Nagoski is who wrote we'll that book, by the way. surprising new science that will transform your sex life.
Okay.
So basically it talks about the differences of like, are you already,
I'm listening.
You're already skeptical.
Well, no, sex is very simple.
But it's not. And so people think it's very simple, right? So you're raised to think.
Okay. Oh, no, boy. I'm listening. Please, don't let my facial expressions stop you at all.
I can't.
At all.
I overanalyze.
No. That's just me.
So
I'm sorry.
So some of us were raised to think it is very simple. You wait and you save. Right? It's like a bank account. You save and you save and you save until you find the person that you want to share it with. And then either you deplete your account or you gain more, and then you wait and you wait and you wait
Ball
and you
speed.
Do this again back and forth. Yeah, right. So but the reality is it's not simple because there are other things involved with it. So our mind capacities are different, right? So some people are more mentally prone for sexuality, so they think about sex often.
Time continuum.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just kind of time to show, right? Like, okay, I've thought about it.
A man thinks
time.
About sex every 7 seconds, by the way.
Correct. And most men are that way, that they just think, and then they perform. Most women...
The first 6 seconds, they sleep. I'm sorry. I'm a dick. Go.
Most women are not prone that way, right? Look, our brains, most women's brains don't work that way.
Can I say what you're saying right now? Can I say yes, what you're saying right
please
now?
Please do.
I don't know if I... Okay, so you're getting what you're telling me now is from the book or what you believe?
Both, but I don't think it's gender specific. I think the world has taught us that men think this way and this is the way men were born and their brains work. Women were born and think this way, and I don't think it is that way. I don't think it's a gender thing
at all. So you disagree with the old adage of men just want sex, think about sex, don't... Period, right?
I think there are some humans that just want sex. That
no,
think about it and want it more than others.
Oh, so you're saying that
not all gender
so you're saying
specific.
Women could be like men.
Absolutely.
Can men be like women?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are men who think more of that kind of feminine way where they feel like it's a task. It's a job, right? Like in order to keep this relationship or whatever this is that we call it moving forward, I have to perform and I have to be.
Well, those people who don't know they are.
I don't know.
Okay.
Or they're people much like who were raised with a mentality that sexuality is only for the purpose of procreation.
All right, I'm trying to buy what you're saying, but unless you're castrated, a man is like a bull, and they are born to fuck.
Why are women not?
I didn't say that.
Right. That's my only thing. It's not a gender. It doesn't have to be a gender thing.
I will agree with you on this. I think that society today, the evolution, if you will, over the last 30, 40, 50 years plus.
So you're saying men are born to fuck, women are born to breed.
Women are born to take it.
Oh, hello. Isn't that? Yeah. Hello. Yes.
But then how we're conditioned through the evolution of culture, we apply different meanings to then what that sexual act is.
Am I in the wrong class?
No.
This is not gym. What you just said was brilliant, by the way.
What do you do then with a woman who is very sexually driven?
Open her up. No, she's sexually driven, right?
Who thinks about it and wants it as
much as a
man.
Women want to be torn apart. I'm sorry. They do. They fucking want to. Here's the deal. You know how we talked about on the podcast where I went on dates and you're telling, you and Doxie are saying that my approach might not be the best and I might be.
I didn't say that.
Well, okay. The German porn, whatnot.
That approach was bad.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Let me tell you this. I believe that women, whether they consciously believe this or not, they don't want to feel like a whore. They want to feel, so they want the dinner. They want a polite man. But in the end, when you get him in bed, time to flower that bed. There's my elbow. I just fucking punched the wall, by the way.
So are you saying that they want the dinner and the, like,
to check off so that subconsciously they don't feel... Look, they want the end goal, just like the guy, but they also think they have to have this facade in front of them so that they feel like they're not... Like, a guy has no problem going and fucking doing it, except this guy. But, I mean, women, they want to kind of feel like not dirty until they get validated. Validated means dinner, blah, blah, blah. But then, hello, Susie, when you're going to get in the bedroom.
I just think it's situational. I don't think you can say it across gender women. This is
No sex toys. Okay.
I didn't say no sex toys.
No, I'm trying to read my notes here. And like Doc says, I don't take good notes.
Okay.
It says no sex toys.
Let me clarify. I didn't say no sex toys. What I'm saying is Jesus.
VT showing me. No, when I said no sex toys, I think I was talking to myself. Like, tonight, I'm not going to shove anything up my ass.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you this question. Okay, I'm doing my best trying to read these notes. It says, would a candle or a butt end of a squash be acceptable. So in other words, here's the background drop on that.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what the squash
thing. What do women, so guys, when they masturbate, right? I fucked everything you can do in a refrigerator or socked or, but when you, with women, if you don't have your Mr. Vibrator and, you have one of those nights where, you're really feeling it. I had a buddy years ago in Florida that had a girl that loved him to death or whatnot. And she said that she shoved the candle up her asshole. Wow. So I'm just trying to understand, and this is not personally to you again, although you can add color to it. What household appliances and or vegetables or whatnot have you used to substitute for Mr. Vibrator?
This is interesting.
And I guarantee you have.
I have not. I really have not.
Fuck!
Because I know, I'm sorry. I'm
BT,
super
we got to bring in...
We got to get a different veg consultant.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you know anyone who's done anything?
Well, yeah, and I found in high school who ended up in the hospital because the banana was stuck inside of her.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
And one girl used a cucumber, which seems a bit of a better option than
cucumber
a banana.
Where, though? In the vag or B?
Upper vag, yeah. I don't know how many... I mean, high school. Well, I can't
okay,
say
that. That's good enough for me. No, I understand what you're saying. Last question I got for you is, okay. You wipe front or back?
Like, which direction?
Well,
like, front to back or back to front?
I ask you this question because I'm very confused. Because I heard that when I heard this, I was confused. Seriously, I heard it, like, on the radio or something. And it said something like, make sure you wipe front to back because of the vet. And I'm thinking to myself, who the fuck would wipe from back to front? What are you talking about?
Well, it's, so if you think about, like, I have a lot of kids. And I have a lot of kids.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with this?
Because when I'm potty training my kids, when I was potty training my girls, that was a hard concept because it's easier to go back and pull it up.
Not if you have a bag like mine.
Well, I mean, again, you're a dude. We're not. We don't have anything in the front.
That's the question. Do women, some women wipe back the front?
They shouldn't.
Right, because it's...
I don't understand.
Health, it's health-wise. It's health reasons, yeah.
It's dirt. I mean, they can get infections. It's
next
dirty.
Question.
Yeah.
That might have been a little too deep. I'm actually out of questions. I do have a something Follow that I would up. Like to share.
Oh.
A story. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll finish up with this
How's
story.
It, why are we taking a break?
I have to piss like a racehorse.
All right. We're right back with So You Think You Have Problems With Situation.
I'm sorry, was I being a dick?
Do you want to record for this?
Was that part of the questioning?
Yeah, it's not a question.
I told him, I said to him, I go,
I got
one,
somebody.
You got to condition it. Or two, do something to just, like, it's too dry looking. You gotta put some fucking, like,
I do.
Shampoo with some body to
I'm
it.
I'm dying!
Are we...
What's wrong with the hair?
Are we gonna record, or are we...
We're on.
Can so, we dip or not?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, welcome back to So You Think You Got Problems With The Situation.
I don't know why I'm wearing these, because I can hear just fine.
I know.
That's fine.
We've got time for show notes as well.
8,000 degrees.
I'm not even
we don't have time for anything. Okay.
Why don't we close open the door?
Did you check your phones? You left your phones in here when you went out there?
My fucking phone's dead.
Okay.
I can't do nothing.
What? Okay.
For this final segment, do you want to share a story?
I do, but I also have some show notes. But could you have a charger for my phone by any chance?
You just had notes.
Hang on. Doc V will take care of it.
You just went through your notes.
No. I have some show notes. So here's the thing.
Those are the questions.
Doc V, you've come in, so this is your time as well. I would like to know if you have any kind of exploratory questions in addition to what you've asked.
Dr. C is shaking his head over here. He doesn't want that.
She can bring her notes.
Doc C's on his period tonight, because I don't know what's going on. Seriously.
Are you on your period tonight?
Apparently.
Apparently, so. I am so sorry that I didn't bring my notes. I'm
You have to apologize.
Very ill prepared because I don't remember what I was going to ask.
Oh, my word.
We're not going in there. Because somebody hates women.
Yeah.
You don't like them? Are we doing this right now?
What, do you think I like periods?
Why are you complaining about periods to somebody?
Because they're an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Not right?
For sure. Yeah.
Now, I'll still go, you know, what did I just say? Buffet? Vampire buffet? I can't talk. I'm drunk.
You'll still fuck somebody if they're on the period.
Yeah, one time I did, and then the girl forgot she had the blocker in there. Seriously.
Bad news.
I was like, something's not right here. Is there another dick in there? And lo and behold, she fucking whipped out the fucking...
Oh, glad she got it out. Some people can't get it out.
What do you mean can't get it out?
Well, if you've been in there long enough, enjoying your time with
her.
What
do you do then?
Well, you can go to the hospital or you can dig it out yourself.
Put a line down there, yeah. Okay.
We just took a turn here, didn't we?
Here we go. Yeah. What do we got tonight?
Your show notes?
Show notes.
Well, the phone's firing up. I guess until we...
I mean, do you want me to read the last message?
No, I have my show notes locked on my phone.
On your phone.
This will all be edited, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'll start out with another story here. So a few weeks back, and this is more, I'm not really looking for feedback necessarily. Although I will ask you, I think in the end there is something I want to talk to you about. A couple weeks back, taking a piss,
and fucking flames, right? Burning sensation coming out.
Maybe you need the cranberry juice then.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, it can't be an STD, right? Because, you know, I haven't dipped my wick, as they say.
Oh.
And so I've had this before years ago, and I just muscled through it like I've done everything else in my life. But it kept intensifying. Is that a word? Look it up. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's burning. Mississippi burn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my friend, this girl that I'd been talking to, mm-hmm. I said, hey, what do you do? It may be a urinary tract infection, right? Or UT for short. And I, she's like, well, go to your doctor. I'm not going to my doctor because I got to pay a $4,000 fucking, the first $4,000 I got to pay out of my pocket. Well, try this over-the-counter shit. Mm. So I'm like, well, okay, well, whatever.
You don't know what you're treating.
Sorry. Hmm? You what?
But you don't know what, you don't know if that's what you're actually treating.
No. I'm self-diagnosing. So I go and I get the UTI. And it takes 3 pills one day, 3 the next, okay. All of a sudden, it's like fucking orange crush coming on my penis when I'm pissing. Bright fucking orange, right? It's painful. It's bright orange. I'm like, hey, this is how it works, right? Just let it do its thing. The problem is I couldn't keep my hands off myself at night. And I'm like, well, are you supposed to masturbate too on top of this problem? Well, we'll see. But I did. Guess what? Guess what happened next?
What happened next?
Creamsicle. I am not kidding you. It was like...
mixture.
No. Well, yeah. Like an exotic sea creature.
Yeah.
Because you know I say that? Because I was in the bathtub. And normally when I exit...
Prioritization from like maybe the soap or something like that in the water.
No, it's the dye in the medicine. And what I'm trying to say is...
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is...
Which is what made it orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
When you're in the bathtub, it looked like fucking sea creatures in the bathtub because I could see exactly where they were because they
were fucking
bright orange. Huh?
You may have been drunk.
No.
Were you having a psychotic break?
No, they were. It was orange when it pissed, and it was orange when it came into a creamsicle. So I told this
Here's
chick.
Here's a fun fact for you. Oh,
I told
sorry.
This chick, hey, guess what? You know, well, this is what happened to me, right? She goes, wait a minute, what? That's a fucking fantastic idea. I go, what idea? She goes, could you imagine if we could come up with something where guys could come up with different colors to change their cum? I go, that's fucking brilliant.
Why?
Because it'd be exciting for a chick. Was she wouldn't know what color she's going to get.
Like food color?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it's something...
Okay.
Sexually, it'd be something different while you're having sex. Okay, so 1 minute...
So you want to inject food coloring up your urethra?
Yeah, like, you know, hey, what's it going to be now? Busting up blue? What's it going to be? Creamsicle today? Like, she doesn't know what flavor of the month it's going to be.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think that's fucking phenomenal.
I mean, sounds
so
like you found your match.
She convinced me to get back on the medicine.
Oh, my word. Just for the orange effect.
She wanted to see for herself.
Can we talk about the... Maybe she was made for you.
Huh?
This person, if you're on the same page with
each other. Yeah, because that's weird. Like, I don't...
Why is it weird?
I don't care what color it is. Like, maybe I'm strange? I don't know. I'm not looking at the color of it. But
well,
good for you. I'm glad
you know
that,
how they say pearl necklace? Right? You know pearl necklace. You know what that means, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what a pearl necklace
he
is?
He says I do.
Oh my God, wearing a pearl necklace? Wearing a pearl necklace? Doc, what band?
ZZ Top.
What's the meaning?
When you ejaculate between a woman's breasts.
Okay, but like I don't care what color that is.
You might not care about it, but I think it'd be cool if I'm like...
Maybe it's cool. I don't think it enhances anything. The color. I don't think... But we can agree to disagree on that.
How about glow in the dark?
Yeah. I'm not 12.
That's fun when you're by yourself.
Right. When you're by yourself. I mean, my...
You would have known what not to touch in New Jersey.
You gotta work with me on this. Think about it. Think about for the cleanup aspect of it.
Go for it.
You know exactly, like CSI, you know exactly where to clean up. Where?
You really don't know where to clean up the stuff that's white?
It can get... Between sheets, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
You know where it is.
No, I don't want to brag or nothing, but last time it was like fucking an oil spill. I didn't know. She was like, did you clean it up? I thought it did. And he's like, well, why is it on my ass? And what I'm saying is, if you had something that's different colors and shit, you would know exactly where it is and where to wipe.
Mark at that. See how you do. Let me know.
Oh, she's a tough customer. So that was my exotic sea creature thing. I thought it was kind of cool. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
You're not feeling that.
Well, it's fine.
You're not an artist, I assume.
I'm not an artist.
She,
no.
She is, and I think that's why she.
Right. So she's going to take pictures after you ejaculate in various colors. She will then take pictures and use it as artwork. Cute. Hanging on your walls.
Well, so now you're Jackson.
Remember the Powell. Night it was purple?
Yeah, like Valentine's Day. You're getting
Yeah. But you can't plan that. You got to be surprising. I mean, if you're going to say Valentine's Day is Crusty red,
the
then whale? She's going to know that.
Crusty the Whale. Buy my product.
Good for you. That's a great idea. I'd like to know.
I think some of the Doc C's attitude has rolled over to Doc V.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're flaming. No question about that. I'm out of questions. Is my phone charged? Because I do have a couple shows that I could close with.
I don't think it would charge that quick.
BT, you might.
I mean, you can turn it on.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it. Please. Yeah.
It's only 4%.
That's fine. We'll roll with it because right now this is dead air.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Clearly, we can condense the air with.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm trying to keep the show going, you know that. I'm trying to
Are you?
Best.
Yeah. It's all on you. You did say it was your show earlier.
Now, a lot of this stuff won't make sense to you or me. These are just random thoughts throughout the day. Cum snot. So that's like when you get a blowjob, it's so fucking impressive. It actually goes through your nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
Cunt swab.
But is it a good thing, though?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This has nothing to do with sex. Most likely to just. Did you know that I was most likely to succeed at consistently failing?
That sounds like we're coming back full circle to know your worth.
Okay. I think we need to take a break. Ready for some more?
Well, I think.
No, I'm still doing something.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Don't shit where you eat, but eat where you shit.
See?
Think about that.
Yeah, I already did.
Think about that. Think about it. Are you there?
Yes.
Ass print. So I was thinking about, like, you know how, like, there's fingerprints? I wonder if, like, if someone was dead and they couldn't get the prints off their hands, or let's say their hands were chopped off, can you? You know, they should probably, because every anus has a different print, yes?
Yeah.
Sphincter. What if it's... So it would be a sphincter print.
Do you leave an ass print on a steering wheel?
That's hot. How'd that happen?
Right? Like, do you? I don't know. Do you do... Like, if you're in the car...
On the steering wheel?
Right.
How does that happen? Wow, you're in a different stratosphere than I am. God bless you. How's your stool?
So I don't use sex toys. I don't need them. How's my stool?
I don't know what
that is. Just a topic for like another.
It's
not orange.
I put your still on.
How about
he's bored. Look at him.
I like the box of tonsils.
Okay, did you check your messages? Because I sent you a link to the boxers that you need.
Boxers.
I don't have anything from you. I have nothing from you. Nothing. Can we go back to show notes?
Yes.
Daxie's mildly amused. Now, this isn't really a question for you. I ever want to be a woman. It's more directed to Daxie. Doc, you're up. Doc, have you ever thought about what it's like to be a woman and have a vagina? Seriously, has that ever crossed your mind at all, ever in your life? To be a woman.
But that's a layered question.
What?
To your specific inquiry, have you ever wondered what it's like to be a woman and have a vagina versus
the experience of a woman, what they have to go through. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a woman?
No, that's not what I was. I was talking about having a woman with a vagina.
Have you ever wanted to be one?
Yes, yes.
No, I never wanted to be a woman.
No, never. Not jealous that they have the vagina.
No, because I'm.
I wanted to be a man.
Because I'm a woman.
No, hold on. Hold on.
For that, sure.
Because I'm a
super jealous.
Because I'm a woman inside, trapped inside a man's body, which is perfect.
Yes.
So you have sex with yourself.
No, what I'm saying is, it's like I know, I think I can identify with women pretty well, but yeah, I enjoy the fact that I get to be a man with a penis.
He's a lesbian with a penis, is really what it is.
I'm very confused. You two have a lot of work to do, actually.
Do we?
Yeah, I feel like I'm very, I think I don't have the law degrees that you guys have or whatnot.
No, so he's a lesbian with a penis, which means he can think like a woman, he knows what a woman wants, he knows what a woman likes, he can see that what women... What are attractive in women, right? Because he's a lesbian. He's drawn to women and everything about that.
Perfect.
But he has a penis.
I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. It's ultimate perfect.
Man. So good job for his wife.
Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Bruce Jenner. I'm going to call you Bruce.
Okay, moving on. Use her mouth as a drawer for my jewels.
But wait a minute, though. You said you get nervous when her mouth goes down there.
I do.
So then why are you saying use your mouth as a... like, that doesn't make sense.
Because a drawer opens up.
Okay.
She wants some place in the drawer.
But they have to go in. But you don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't want to have my jewels.
So why are you saying...
Because it happens out there.
Do you want her to be a drawer for your jewels or no? You're conflicted.
I am. Mm-hmm. Moving on. I'm working on shrinking my legs so my upper body looks better.
Okay.
There's nothing funny about that.
Okay.
I don't wipe as much anymore, so it doesn't remind me of the holes I'm missing.
Wow, that's
the end.
That's where we're stopping.
I feel comfortable with that.
For our listener out there, we miss you. Stay safe on the bike. We'll be back with So You Think You Got Problems Shirts with the Situation. Coming. Shirts are coming.
All right, well,
I'll
see you
Uh-oh, edit time.